Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Health crisis. Your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic for you tonight: effects of energy drink on your teeth. Energy drinks contain citric acid. Citric acid causes removal of enamel present on your teeth, which can cause cavities and tooth decay. This can lead to your teeth falling out of your mouth. Young people and old people drink a lot of energy drinks. The future of the youth and having teeth is not good. If you want to be on the air, call 858-769-4936. And if you want to speak, press 1. Hi, I have someone on the line with the first three numbers, 630. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Ado, so I would like to say something about energy drink too, but you go ahead first, Paula, yeah.
Okay, and we also have Selena Lindsay on the line too. So Selena and Dr. Ado, you two will be adding to this hot topic of energy drink.
Okay.
And its effect on our teeth. We do know that it contains citric acid. I also learned that the beverage industry don't have to put a label on how much citric acid is in anything, because citric acid is known, it's a preservative. And the reason they use it, so it increases the shelf life of the drink. It also improves the flavor of the drink. But it also strips away the enamel of the teeth, making the teeth prone to cavities, causing your teeth to decay. The energy drinks take off more enamel than sports drink, because sports drinks aren't always that good either. But energy drinks take off more, but they both do the same thing, one just a little bit more than the other. Is that because of the amount of citric acid in them? We don't know. They don't even have to tell us how much citric acid is in a drink. Just like we've always known that drinks with large amount of sugar can cause you to have cavities and things of that nature, but no one's paid attention to the energy drink. And then you have the American Dentistry Association. They want to say, well, it could be due to other things, but they know for a fact that They've already done research to prove that energy drinks, because of the amount of citric acid that's in it, does cause problem with your mouth. And if you keep drinking those things, especially there is a whole group concerned about the young people, because when they reach my age, they probably won't have any teeth and they won't know what it's due to. Maybe they had no candy or anything, but they drank all those energy drinks that are very acidic, and it does have profound effect on our teeth. We also know that, and we've always known, or recently they let people know that energy drinks can interfere with heart function. It can damage the valves between the hearts, and I mean the valves between your heart that allows that open and close, allowing blood to flow through. There have been young people as young as 21 years of age end up with triple bypass and things like that, and the physicians contribute it to the energy drink because it's like drinking 16 cups of caffeine, and that is a lot of drinking. Okay, we also have another person on the line, 909-764. Did you want to talk or are you just going to listen? Hello?
Just listen.
Okay, that'll be great. Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the energy drink on top, like and the acidic thing to the anemia for the dental problem also contains so many other things like guarana and ginkgo biloba, you know, like these things, and they are not well regulated. This energy drink is not like a tightly regulated from and by an FDA, like a Food and Drug Administration, and then their label is not accurate. You know, like for example, the guarana is like a plant that grows in South America. You know, like it contains like a caffeine more than a coffee bean. You know, like and contains and theophylline, contains and toberin, all this. They can cause like high blood pressure, and they increase the heart rate, and finally they can even cause some people like a cardiac arrest, because some people they might having a condition, unknown condition of heart condition that never be diagnosed, and they drinking this because they give like and they give so much energy. They want to be alert, especially young people who studying in university. They like to drink a lot because to stay alert and energetic. But they don't know that they are damaging themselves in their heart, their blood pressure, and all this stuff. You know, so sometimes like and people can die for this. You know, like the theophylline and the toberin and all this, they increase the heart rate, and then people can have like more than and dental anemia. They can lose even their lives, you know, like and nobody knows. Everybody responds different, like and than other person. Some people are tolerant and some people they can't tolerate, you know, like next thing they know, like they might have a cardiac arrest. That's how dangerous it is.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
yeah.
That's good information. Selena, did you want to go ahead and talk too?
Well, actually, I just want to say she's exactly right. And also, too, there's one other thing I wanted to say in reference to caffeine, which you also brought up in reference to another component. But caffeine in a sports drink is not regulated either. And the funny thing is three other facts. Is that they did a test, and 50% of all the kids in college, they drink Monster, or they drink some type of sports drink.
Oh.
And the effect is also on, believe it or not, down to kids in eighth grade, because with these particular sports drinks, they're looking at people on skateboards, bicycles, et cetera, different types of athletes. And so, you know, kids want to drink this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
the damage that it's doing.
When if you drink like a day 3 or 4 cups of caffeine, you can just have like a 300-400 milligram of caffeine, but you are dividing in 3 times or 4 times. But one can of like a energy drink, it has like 505 milligram of caffeine that you are introducing
that
in your body at once. You know, like a, that's what gives you the palpitation and can be also a cardiac arrest, you know, like so that's how bad it is. And as she said, you know, like it's not tightly regulated, you know, like nobody knows what is in the label. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that citric acid, that the beverage companies, they essentially have control over that. There is no labeling how much citric acid is put in these drinks. And that's what caused the teeth to be damaged, because there is no regulation. You know, there's regulation how much sugar is in things. You know, they have to label and say if it's 50 grams of sugar. But
this one, they have like a 14 teaspoon of sugar, one can, you know, like, and sugar is not as dangerous as this one, like a ginkgo biloba or ginseng, but sugar, like a highly and very high level of sugar, it can give you obesity and it can give you like a insulin resistant diabetes, you know, like a, because you consume in one can 14 teaspoon of sugar. If you consume 2 can, then what do you have? It's very high. The sugar is very high, more than soda.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the ginkgo biloba that it contains is like from a rare tree, you know, like and people use like for the memory retention and concentration, and sometimes for like a antidepressant, you know, like but this they can cause like as a side effect like a bleeding problem and liver problem, and also sometimes you become sleepless and irritable, you know, like all this stuff. So people they should know, and nobody knows like in a long term consequences of using like energy drinks, because it is little knowing, you know. So so people should be aware of that, you know, like it's better to don't touch at all. I would say that, because you might become addicted, because a lot of caffeine is in there, like attracts you, like that gives you this feeling. And sometimes you become even sleepless, just like you might using a little bit like amphetamine, you know. So people, when they would like to work hard and stay alert and up all night, that's what they use, you know, like and this is just commercial. This is just a business. That's what I would say, yeah.
Mhm. It's one study that was in the May-June issue of General Dentistry. They looked at the effects of energy drinks on the teeth, and they found that the citric acid in the drinks, that, as I mentioned before, that's usually used to preserve the drink and increase the life shelf, as well as increase the, you know, to enhance the flavor. But they found it also stripped the enamel on your tooth. And they also found that both energy drinks and sports drinks both took off the enamel on your tooth. But even though they still said they found the energy drinks took off a lot more enamel than sports drink. Once that enamel is off of your teeth like that, that's not reversible. And that's how the cavities come in and, you know, essentially rob you from having, you know, from preventing cavities and things of that nature, and causing, because once you get the cavities and say that's untreated, then you're going to end up with no teeth in your mouth in the end. And that's all from an energy drink. So that's a fight, I guess, on all of our part to just become more aware of what's happening and do all the right things to preserve the teeth that we do have in our mouth. Because the biggest concern has been the youth, the young people, because they're drinking those things at a high rate, not small. And as you had mentioned before, you have something like 505 milligrams of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
That amount can cause cardiac arrest, but it also...
You're taking, depending on the person, you like that health too.
Well, guess what the name of the drink is that she's talking about? It's called Wired.
Wired. Now that's something, the labeling of the thing, Wired, Red Bull, you know, they give them these horrible names, Monster.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even have, they do wire you up. And it is like a Red Bull because it hits the heart and the teeth and I don't know what else. And it is a huge monster. And people think it's okay. And I've talked to people that have heart problems or they have a history of heart problems in their family. They think, I'll take my chance. Until something goes wrong, then they're completely angry at themselves. I'm going to take a short commercial break and then we're going to come back. Okay.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV
together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Hi, and when they say get tested for the HIV, it's very important to take both tests. Do what Red Cross does, do what the American U.S. Armed Forces do, and do also what they do for a mother when she's pregnant. What they do is they give two tests. The first test is a standard test. It's an antibody test. They also go ahead and follow it with the second test right away. And that's the RNA, the ribonucleic acid test, the reason they do that, so you will know your HIV status within 9 to 11 days. Here in America, they're up to 50% of all new cases is below age 25. And Center of Disease Control, 1 in 5 have never been tested, of people living here in America, and 1 in 5 is positive, and they've never been tested. And globally, we're at 40% of all new cases is a youth, and the numbers are continuing to rise rather than go down. They are living longer, but it's important to have both tests at the same time. All right. Which one of you ladies want to go ahead and talk again? We're talking about energy drinks.
Okay, I'll go ahead. Like the energy drink is also like contains like an amino acid, which is a protein, cause like and called like taurine, and this is a naturally produced by our body, you know, like but and it helps to regulate like heartbeat and muscle contraction, and energy level, and usually the body makes by itself. But when you take from the energy drinking from this substance that your body already making naturally, because our body usually and our system compensated each other, you know, like and whatever goes up or down and it regulated itself, you know, like it has a natural, its own natural. But sometimes when you bring from outside something else, that shuts off your natural regulation, you know, like which is not good for your body, you know, like for example, like a stress hormone that you having when you go in. Stress is not just like when you are worried or something, but the starvation when you are hungry, when you are fasting or something, and then your body compensated itself. But if you bring something from outside, manufactured that is not natural, like meat from your body, and it messes up your system also, that's not good. That's why one of the reasons that people like don't take things like for example energy drink, we don't know much about, it's not like studied very well, you know, like and then sometimes we have a problem, and despite our body, you know, like regardless, like compensating itself, we can have a problem, and when you have a problem, it's better to go to the right, the professional people, and then check what's going, what's wrong, and then be advised what is in a right way instead of just taking something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also is one of the things, and also the other thing that it contains is like a carnitine, and this carnitine also is an amino acid. It boosts like the energy and makes you alert, but it's made again like from our own body, you know, like a, but it also in energy drink, they put all this stuff. Some of them our body makes naturally, and the other one that I told you, like ginkgo biloba and ginseng and all this stuff, and this plant like from South America, like a guarana, that they contain all these things, like messes up, like they confuse your system, you know. So that's why it's not good to take at all. I would say I never even tested. I didn't know before, and then when I found it out, that I stay just away, you know. So so something, it's not that something that you really need it, you know. Like if you need to study longer, you know, like you have to eat regularly and balanced food and sleep and enough time, like they say, like in study, like 8 hours is excellent, but even if you just sleep like 6 hours and half, that will be good. The last 1.5 hour, when we are solidate our memory, you know, like some student, young student, they study all day, like 10 hours, 8 hours, and the next morning they don't remember nothing. Why is there, what is the reason? The reason because they are missing the last 1 hour half that they were going to solidate their memory, what they were studying all day. So it's worth it that you go like to sleep, you know, you have enough sleep. And you eat like and balance it food and regular, and the rest your body regulated itself. You don't need anything from outside.
That's true. Now in the old days there was no energy drink when I went through college through the university.
Yes.
But I don't know if you remember, Selena, too. We used to take No-Dose, which was taking a pill with lots of caffeine in it. That's before the days of. And that would keep you awake. Kept you awake. And then you couldn't sleep for almost the next 24 hours because your body was so wired up. But I never heard any reports or read of any reports where those caused, you know, deaths, like heart attacks and damage to the heart valve and things like that. I don't know if that did occur and it just wasn't studied, or it never occurred. But I remember taking those No-Dose and staying up and maybe sleep a couple hours before the exam, then eat a meal before I took the test, and still did quite well. But what I hated was your body wouldn't go to sleep. Now that it should fall asleep, it didn't, because it was unnatural to take the No-Dose. I don't even know if they still sell that stuff, but it was caffeine. And that's what, you know, now you have the energy drink where it is reported of the damage that it does to the body. And I guess the only two areas that I've studied so far is what it does to the heart and what it does to the teeth. Now, I don't know about the kidneys and the other organs, the effect that it has on those areas.
Yeah. It's a creatinine. It has a creatinine. It's like also is found in the meat. This is the one that damages in the kidney, if you take too much,
So then the energy drinks then cause damage to the kidneys then?
Yeah, it has, because the creatinine that it has and the taurine and the carnitine and but those are even just naturally, you know, like the worst one are like a guarana, you know, like that plant like grows in South America that contains a lot of caffeine, a lot, and it contains also what is called theophylline and other substances that like raise the heart rate, you know, and raise the blood pressure. Yeah, those are the bad one, and also there is a what they call and ginseng. That's also is a herbal medicinal. It is in energy drinking, you know. and also like this, they stimulate into your pituitary gland, you know, like and which like secretes like adrenal corticotropin, you know, like if you stimulating when you not need it, you know, like and then when you stop, your gland like shuts off because you don't need it. It thinks that you don't need anymore, you know, like it doesn't make for you. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
The hypothalamus, yeah, it's called like a corticotropin hormone, like the hormone like that regulates your liquid, your hormones and everything. And then if you're taking from outside, then your pituitary gland doesn't make for you when you need it, when you stop that one. Yours is shut off, and this is stopped, and then you are in danger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing people don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know, but
they
can still read. Yeah.
Until it's too late or the doctor gets a hold of them to tell them what they need to do to turn around, at least to stay alive.
Yeah.
But the average person, even when I've questioned about the energy drink, when I see someone buying it, I'll say a few things. And they'll put it down. Others will say, well, life is life, or make some kind of crazy statement. And I think sometimes people don't take what's happening or what you're saying serious. And of course, the beverage industry, which is a $1 billion industry, they're not going to say anything. And I think Red Bull became a hot item back in 1987. And it's been on the market since. Since then, you came out with the wire drink, as Selena had mentioned, the monster drink, and all these other labels that they give it. They give it the right label, but it doesn't scare anybody.
Well, they even have diet Red Bull.
Oh, really? So they take the sugar out and left everything else in.
But you only take the sugar, but all other stuffs are there. Even the people like bodybuilder, you know, like they buy because it gives energy to your muscle, you know, like. But at the same time, you bring another price that you don't know.
Yeah, well, that's crazy to build a muscle and to destroy your heart, your kidneys, and your teeth. I mean, you know.
But look what they're doing to kids. I mean, it's the same thing, you know, they did with cigarettes, more or less, to say. You have young kids that they can't wait to get on, you know, a skateboard or get on their little bicycle and do all these tricks in the air. Like there's a complete event that happens in Las Vegas where these guys that, you know, jump rope with these bikes, all kinds of crazy stuff, and all of that is pushed by Monster. And all of these race cars and all these kinds of things that they're doing, and especially with young people that are drinking this stuff, these are kids. You know, when you've got 8-year-olds that can't wait to get a drink of their Monster, we're just about over the line there.
Yeah, and I think those energy drinks, because of the health hazard it does cause, when they're underage like that, I think it should be a ban, just like it is on alcohol. There should be a ban.
Again, there's so many things that are going on with it that are totally, there's no law that says it can't be in there. Just as she previously stated, when there's no law that says the amount of caffeine that can be in it. And here you got a kid drinking this stuff. And there's no law says how much citrus can be in there. Mm-hmm. You know, they do what they want to do.
Okay, you've been on American Health Crisis and talking with Dr. Adole and Selena Lindsay. I'm your host, Paulette Young. We're on the air every Monday, same time at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Anytime you want to talk, it's 858-769-4936. Selena Lindsay is part of Sowing Seeds for Life. 909-392-5777. And this is also Paulette Young that hosts American Health Crisis. You can always reach us at 909-670-6999. All right, or like our page, Healthcare Consultants. and listen to the blog, Blog Talk Radio. We'll be on the air next week with another hot topic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Health Crisis, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, every Monday. Bye.